discussing, we're in on page 291. Simon Reish Lamed Beis, Beis, in the middle of Beis, it's a long halacha. So basically the idea is that, actually we're on 292, excuse me, page 292. So we saw that the issue is as follows. Could you get involved with something before you daven mincha? That's the issue. So before we go a little further, so there were various examples. One is a meal, that's the one we'll focus on. The other one is tanning, curing hides, again, which everybody does. A din. And one of the other ones was a merchatz, going to a bathhouse. So again, I don't know if I mentioned this. There are modern-day poskim that say that concerning the bathhouse, I think maybe I did mention this, as we saw a couple weeks ago, our bathhouse, our bath showers are not anywhere near the old type of bathhouses in a lot of ways. And one of them is that we don't have the heat. Like, if you go like down on Pico, there's a Schwitz there or something. Don't you go there?
City spa.
Yeah, so somebody in the show went there.
No, I know who owns it.
You all know who owns it? Well, so I figured. So like if you go there, so again, you know, you schwitz and you might faint or you might not. I don't know. But again, for our showers or bathtub, the situation is not the same. We don't have these same worries or issues about, you know, like we discussed how the fire was underneath. And, you know, we discussed that when we were talking about davening. So therefore, modern-day poskim can say that that's not a problem. So in other words, if you want to take a shower before you daven mincha, that's not a problem. Because the whole issue, you know, I say in school, you think of the concept. Concept is, because we're scared you'll get involved, you'll get there, you'll lose track. So that's not a problem, you know, like by a shower. Well, we'll discuss that. But even before that, you don't even have to go that far. Or getting a haircut, right? So you get a haircut in the afternoon. So did you ever think, well, I got daven mincha first? So that's not a problem, because again, one of the issues that we're worried about is the Mishnah. I don't know if I said this. That we're worried that maybe the scissors will break, and then the guy will look for another one, and then you'll miss mincha. So the Mishnah Berurah says that it's efshar that if the barber has two or three pairs of scissors, and they're right there, so then it's not a problem. So, you know, like our barbers, they have like 20 pairs of scissors or something, like, you know. So we're not worried so much with some of these cases. But again, maybe what we should focus on is the meal. The meal one is the big one because people, you know, you want to eat before you come to mincha. Probably happened today, right? You want to eat before you come to mincha. So again, we're going to get into discussion like what kind of meal are we talking about? Does it mean a regular meal, which we saw was one opinion? Or as we saw yesterday, the first opinion in the Ramah was that the first opinion we saw in the Ramah says, no, by a small meal, regular meal, it's not a problem. Whereas as an issue, starting this meal before mincha is a wedding meal, like at a chasana, or a bris, or a pidyon ben, where you have a whole fabring in there, and then, you know, like, you know, and there's this whole thing going on. So again, then the issue, again, think concept. You know, you go to a chasana, you forget, you get involved, you start schmoozing with people, there's this dance, that, so then you'll lose it, right? You'll lose mincha. So that's the opinion of the Rambam, the first opinion of the Rambam. And then we saw another opinion is that no, that a third opinion was even a wedding meal is okay. If it's really early, right? Mincha gedola, mincha ktana. And then another opinion we saw yesterday that says even a small meal is good, right? A regular quick meal is good even before. So that might have happened to you just now, right? You didn't have mincha, and maybe you were for dinner, I don't know what you had, but you wanted to wash and you wanted to eat a meal, so is that okay? You know, based upon what we've been learning, you should say, well, I had to daven mincha first. So again, that's the fourth opinion in the Ramah that says no, that if it's a quick meal, even though it's late, it'd be okay. even after Mincha Ketana would be okay. So, right? So again, just think of this, we can understand this four-way machlokas very simply. How far do we go worrying about that you'll miss Mincha? Where would that would apply? Big meal, small meal, close, far, where? Okay, so that's what brought us to the second line of the Ramah, right by the Chosayim. So this is the last thing we did yesterday. So Ramah says the custom is to be lenient like the two opinions. What does that mean? Dehainu, in other words, Besuda Gedola, Samach Lemincha Gedola, Usud Ktana, Samach Lemincha Ktana. That if you had a big meal, like a wedding meal, and it's early, it's by Mincha Gedola, in other words, like after midday, that would be okay. That would be okay. And also, if you have a quick meal, even though it's late, that would also be okay, the Ramah says. The Afshar Atam, so the Ramah says, why are we lenient that way? Why are we lenient that way? So he says, maybe, right? So we know, right? We know that when the Ramah or somebody says, our Masorah is by the Nira, that when somebody says, it seems to me. I guess the same thing will apply to Afshar, maybe, right? Maybe the reason is, Mishum da'akshav korin lebeis haknesis. Because now they call you to the shul. So remember, I have this picture book of pre-war Europe. So they have, I remember a picture that I haven't seen in a while. I have to open the book. But they have a picture of this person. He was the shamus in the shtetl. And he had a hammer. And he used to go to each house and knock on the shutter. So, no, time to come. We see that this is a halacha by Hilcha Shabbos. We're getting close to Chayla Gimel. Hilcha Shabbos, so you know, could you make a sound, like could you play an instrument on Shabbos, right? Like in this show, we don't clap or bang on things, right? We'll learn there's a Mishnah like that. You're supposed to clap and things like that because maybe you'll make an instrument, maybe stuff like that. So there's the problem was with the Shabbos, with the God. So he would... So he would go around and he would knock. So the question would be, is that considered like making music on, making a sound on Shabbos? So the Chofetz Chaim talks about that they would have a special knocker, just a Shabbos knocker. We'll get that. But, so he used to have a Shabbos and he used to call people. He used to call people, you know, time to get the shul from Mincha. So Ramah says maybe that's v'lo chayshion dilma yifasha v'lo yispal. So we're not worried that maybe a person will be negligent at not davening. Why? Because the shamus comes around and bangs on your window, right there, on the shutter. I don't know, break the window. What? We don't got that. Okay. So we're gonna get that. So Ramah says miu. However, besuda gedola yesh lahachmir if it's a big meal. Wedding, right? Wedding. The Ramah says you should be machmer afilu somach mincha gedola, even by mincha gedola again early after midday. You should be machmer by that. Afilu hincha kodem, even if you started the chasana meal. Lachen kishgiya mincha ketana v'ashal veres sarach lakum lispal. So therefore, you should get up and daven. And this is why you see, right? Let's say, I don't know, you don't have that much, but let's say you have a Sunday afternoon wedding, right? So they get married. Let's say it's the summertime. There's plenty of time till we have to worry about mincha. But you see that that's what they do. The men excuse themselves right after the chuppah, right? And you see all these minyanim davening, right? Davening mincha. Why? Why davening mincha? Why davening mincha? Again, it's because it's Ramah. And again, Mirza Shem will get into this a little more deeper next time. Really neither. But the whole idea is, again, we're lenient. There's different opinions. But the Ramah says, if it's a big meal, big meaning a lot of people involved, wedding, bris, right? Bris, pinyon haben, right? My grandson, at those pinyon haben, that's what we did, right? Right, we done. Rousing endorsement there. Remember your nephew? Anyways, we daven mincha before. We daven mincha before. It was convenient. You know, Rabbi Kramer Shul, so it was a convenient. Daven mincha before. Why? Again, because it was a big suda. So even though it was early, right? It was like, what time was it? Whatever time it was. It was like It was like 1:30, 12, whatever time it was. We had plenty of time in the summertime, but still, that's what we do. Okay, Mirza Hashem, next time we'll do this a little more.